Welcome to the third Sunday of Advent. As you read through the two gospel accounts of Jesus' birth, have you ever noticed the questions they contain? If not, here they are. Luke's questions. Luke's gospel contains four questions related to the Christmas story. When the angel, Gabriel, appeared to Zechariah and informed him that he could expect his first child, the aging priest asked a question. How can I be sure of this? I am an old man and my wife is well along in years? Luke chapter 1 verse 18. Word to the wise. When an angel tells you something, believe it. Because of his doubt, Zechariah was struck dumb, as in silent, until his son, John, was born. A short time later, the same angel, Gabriel, was sent to a young virgin in Nazareth. He announced to Mary that she could expect her first child who would be someone very special. Mary responded with a question. How will this be, since I am a virgin? Luke chapter 1 verse 34. Interestingly, Gabriel did not strike Mary mute. Maybe because she wasn't a religious leader like Zechariah, who should have known better. And maybe because she would need her voice as she had some explaining to do to her fiancé, Joseph. So, Gabriel simply explained to Mary how it would happen and informed her that her relatives, Zechariah and Elizabeth, were expecting two. Mary hurries off to visit her relatives. When Elizabeth, now 6 months pregnant, sees Mary, she blesses her and then asks a question. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Luke chapter 1 verse 43. I'm sure Mary probably asked why Zechariah was being so quiet, but that question isn't recorded in scripture. 3 months later, John, who would become the baptizer, was born. Zechariah's tongue is unmuted, much to his wife's chagrin, and everyone who knew them asked a question. What then is this child going to be? Luke chapter 1 verse 66. John would become the forerunner of his younger cousin, Jesus. Matthew's questions. Matthew's gospel provides us with one direct question and one implied one. When the Magi, wise men, arrived in Jerusalem after their long journey from the east, they asked a question. Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 to 2. They followed their question with an explanation. We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Jerusalem was a logical place to ask this question since it was the capital city and home of King Herod. But the king did not respond well. He immediately felt his Herodian dynasty was being threatened and became jealous of this newborn king, whoever he was. So, he called his top theologians to his court and asked them where the Messiah, meaning anointed one, was to be born. Matthew chapter 2 verse 4. This was Herod's question. His motive in asking was not to lift up and elevate the new king, like the Magi, but to liquidate and eliminate him. To their credit, the theologians knew the answer from the prophet Micah in their Hebrew scriptures, Bethlehem in Judea. Micah chapter 5 verses 2 to 4. My questions. Since we've been asking questions, I counted five above, I will close with a few of my own for you to ponder this Christmas. How will you celebrate Christmas this year? Your usual way with the focus on food, family, friends and presents? Or will you delve deeper into the real meaning of Christmas? Hint: notice the first half of the last word. Will you be like the wise men who worshipped Jesus and like John the Baptizer who pointed people to their Savior? And like Zechariah whose tongue was loosed when his son was born, will your eyes be opened to the real reason for the season? Merry Christmas! Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor.